Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tomorrow's news today.
So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering.
And or a massive white supremacist attack they stage. That's all the pre-programming in the media, so you know what's coming.
And you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's why they're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags. Not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, but violence, my friends. And that's so if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, the false flags are coming. You have seen all the massive pre-programming. You've seen the Democratic Party and the deep state running on the fact that the American people that don't want to destroy their country, that don't want election fraud, that don't want open borders, that don't want lockdowns, are white supremacists with 177 days out from the election. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to air excerpts from the last year and a half where I specifically laid out that incel white supremacists would attack black grocery stores, churches, colleges, and other facilities as a pretext to get Americans killing each other and each other's throats right before they plunge the dollar and bring in new lockdowns and steal the next election in 177 days. The feds had red flagged him. People had called and said he's going to attack and kill people. He said he is. He had a manifesto. But nothing was done. And now we're told all of talk radio has to pay. Now we're told that everybody's free speech has to pay and that it's Tucker Carlson's fault. And in less than 3 hours after the shooting, the blood wasn't even dry. They were blaming talk radio and the internet and free speech and everything else for what happened. Now, am I saying that the government actually did this and this guy doesn't exist? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the atmosphere of saying whites are the devil and then whites being racially attacked everywhere and the media hyping it up saying we should exterminate all the white people in the New York Times is the left trying to get black and white people and others to kill each other and distract from what's happening because they statistically, through criminology, know that the FBI does, that if the media hypes up enough race war news and says it's imminent, and there's a Kenosha black supremacist, another crazy person, runs over some innocent white people, that whites are then going to see that are mentally ill, and think that there's not justice, and think the answer is going out and killing black people, not seeing that it's the globalists playing both sides off against each other, and we got to be smart enough to understand that. Those innocent white people run over and killed at that parade didn't deserve what happened to them. That guy didn't even know who they were. Same thing with these innocent black people. The first two he shot reportedly, and we have the footage, is two black women loading groceries in their car. What the hell did they do? Didn't even know them. And notice, there's never attacks on the UN or the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds or the New World Order. And I'm not saying there should be. I'm not for offensive attacks. But in these provocateur actions like the FBI and what we saw with Governor Whitmer, now a totally staged event with a kidnapping plot, we understand that they've done this over and over and over again. And when they actually do target themselves, they make sure that it's non-fatal and that nobody gets killed, like with Governor Whitmer. But when the American people, whether they be black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, gay, straight, you name it, get attacked, well then, ladies and gentlemen, we're all told collectively that white people are to blame and gun owners are to blame for what happened here, and that is a total fraud. Now, Royce White is a former NBA player, a martial arts fighter as well, a mixed martial arts, and he has really been kicking ass running against Ilhan Omar. He is about to take over here, ladies and gentlemen. And he's got a special guest, David Penn, political activist, international businessman. He was set to host today, but things were so hot, it's such a giant audience, I just thought I had to come in and give you my baseline on what's going on. And then I'll be back in the second segment hour two to play the excerpts where I predicted all this very, very specifically. Now, we're going to come right back from break with Royce White. He's going to be taking over from Minnesota. He's running against Ilhan Omar. This is going to be one hell of a broadcast. Let's override the censors. Everybody, take the live feed from battleplan.news and band.video and share it now. We'll be right back with Royce White.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Sunday, May 15, 2022, and a tragic event killing 10 innocent human beings in Buffalo, New York has taken place. Next hour, we'll play the specific videos in the last year where I predicted this exact scenario, and what will come next is more important. 177 days after the election, this is just the beginning of the provocateur psychos the deep state have got ready to release off their leashes. This is important. We know their game plan. We can stop them. We can come together. They are playing black off against white and everybody else to try to get us to start killing each other so they can be the referee over it and distract from their whole New World Order. Taking over now is Royce White, born and raised in Twin Cities, Minnesota, currently a professional athlete, former NBA player and a professional mixed martial artist, also an author, political activist, and you know him well from Tucker Carlson, this show, and others. He's running against Ilhan Omar. I couldn't think of a better person to get into Congress. He also has David Penn joining him next segment for the balance of the transmission, political activist, international businessman, freepeopleofamerica.org. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. And now, Royce White takes over.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it, brother. Once again, I am your guest host for the next couple of segments, the next 2 hours. It's going to be a hell of a broadcast. I appreciate the time. A lot of things to talk about today, obviously. A lot of things to cover. The Buffalo shooting is another example of the spiritual crisis that we face. And we do face a spiritual crisis. And we do face a crisis of logic and ultimately a crisis of leadership. First and foremost, I wanted to start off the broadcast by thanking Alex Jones and the InfoWars team for allowing me to share their platform. Alex Jones is an American hero, and we all owe him our deepest gratitude and our continued support. You know, I'm here in the belly of the beast. Minneapolis, Minnesota is the belly of the beast. Make no mistake about it. And I'm running for Congress against Ilhan Omar. And had I ran as a Democrat, I would have been literally crucified for even associating myself with Alex Jones. Had I hired a general consultant from the establishment Republicans, I would have been persona non grata. But this is a turn of the tide. And the turn of the tide is that people are stepping up around the world in communities around this country to fight back against the corruption and the status quo of our legacy institutions. And I, for one, am proud to be able to guest host InfoWars, to be able to know Alex Jones, and to be able to stand alongside a man that has fought for freedom, fought for the right to speak truth to power, and said things that were unpopular at times when he stood to lose the most. So make sure that we continue to support Alex Jones. We got a great show coming up for you today. I'm going to touch on Roe v. Wade next segment. And then we got a good friend of mine, David Penn, joining us in the fourth block and fifth block. Like Alex said, he'll be rejoining the broadcast in the second hour for one of the first blocks. And then I'll take the show again. And we're going to talk about everything from globalism and nationalism, anti-Semitism, Roe v. Wade. We got a lot to cover. I just want to start with the 30,000 foot view for this first segment. And I think Alex Jones and myself and many others who have dared to touch the 30,000-foot view have been casted as crazies. But allow me to have my chance here. The battleground seems very clear to me. God versus Satan, first and foremost. The battle is spiritual, like I've said many times before on this show, and I will continue to stress. And what's important to realize about it being a God versus Satan kind of battle is the forces at work are somewhat beyond our comprehension. And it validates or justifies those of us that believe that the Holy Bible and that faith are the spiritual guide in a battle that is beyond our comprehension. And when I say beyond our comprehension, I mean we have to understand that Satan is fighting on multiple fronts at once. We see it with the Roe v. Wade conversations that have broken out over the past few weeks. We see it with the Ukraine conflict. We see it with the food shortages. We see it with the currency flux. We see it with the continued conflict there in Kashmir. We see it at our own southern border. We see it in our schools, in our communities, with the Church of LGBTQ. There are many, many fronts where Satan wants to wage war. And most recently, his war came to Buffalo, New York. And I want to take a moment of silence for those that lost loved ones, for those that lost their lives in Buffalo, New York. Now, you know, we're going to talk a lot today about cultural narratives, three-card Montes, using black, white, Jewish, all of these ethnicities and titles to stir and foment violence. And first, before we go there, I want to set the stage around the geopolitical. We talked about the spiritual, and we know there are forces beyond our imagination. But I want to talk about the geopolitical. We got a four-player jump ball going right now. And that four-player jump ball is the globalists, the free people of the world, China, and Russia. And it's hard to say whose interests lie where. It's hard to say who will eventually be coalesced against the free people. But what I can say is that the free people have to understand that in the jump ball, we are down. We are not in a winning position right now, and much of it has to do with the fact that many of us have abnegated our faith in God and put our faith in man. And by putting our faith in man, we will fail most times. We have to restore our national honor and our sacred honor, and we have to do it through American constitutional values, but we also have to do it through faith in God. So we got a four-player jump ball on the international political scene. And I want to touch on the four heralds of New World Order, if I could for a moment. There are four clear heralds of New World Order for the globalists to finalize their totalitarian dystopian dreams. Those four heralds are famine, which is currency collapse. We see that starting to emerge. Plague, violence. And then you got all out technocracy and dystopia, where artificial intelligence, prosecute crimes through facial recognition, which is already happening in China. And those are the four heralds. And we have all four breaking out right now in a very dire way. And the most recent one is this Buffalo mass shooting. And, you know, 10 years ago when I was drafted into the NBA, I said mental health was going to be the greatest social issue we face. Now, whether or not we believe that government agencies could be involved in using this mass shooting as a false flag to start a race war, to foment racial division in the country, is neither here nor there, in the sense that anybody, anywhere in the world that would kill unarmed, innocent, unexpecting people is doing the work of Satan. Despite what other allegiances they may have, they are doing the work of Satan. And we have to pray. Today, going forward, we have to pray for discernment. We have to pray for the ability to see with clarity where the enemy wants to lead us. And right now it appears that the enemy wants to lead us into a cataclysm of violence. And yes, we are all shook anytime 10 people lose their lives in this way. But in the next segment, I'm going to come back with more discussion about Roe v. Wade, the sanctity of life, the millions upon millions who have and will starve over the next year due to these geopolitical super corporate interests. And all of these things have to be considered, and they have to be considered right now. They have to be considered by people who are genuine leaders. And we have a crisis of leadership, which is why I stepped up to run for United States Congress against Ilhan Omar. We're going to have an incredible broadcast. Like I said, I am extremely grateful to be here on this day, a historic day for bad reasons. Please stay with us over to the next segment. We're going to talk Roe v. Wade. I am going against Ilhan Omar as a United States congressman, and we're going to bring integrity and faith in God and national honor and sacred honor back to D.C. Thank you very much. Stick with us to the next segment. I want to get into Roe v. Wade. Thank you, Alex Jones. I can't wait to talk to you again in the next hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. during extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Royce White here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I am running for the United States Congress against Ilhan Omar. In this segment, I want to talk about Roe v. Wade. We know there was a mass shooting in Buffalo. We know that violence is going to start to break out across the world, as it has for many years, but now it's going to ramp up. And I want to just say that this is an important story. Anytime people lose their lives, it is an important story. It is important for us to take notice. It is important for us to pray. But let us not forget that the biggest decision in my lifetime by our government still hangs in the balance, and that is the Roe v. Wade decision. Why, some might ask, some who are watching probably already understand this, but some who will see this clipped up by the mainstream media as an attempt to categorize myself and Alex Jones as far-right white supremacists, even, will not understand this. So I'm going to try and reason. Any precept of human rights and civil rights must begin with the sanctity of life. And the Democrats have waged a 160-year war on the sanctity of life. And so for all the mainstream media's propaganda around race, around black people and white people and the history of this country and the patriarchy, and the list goes on. What they fail to mention often is that Democrats fought to retain the right for people to own slaves in this country. In the 1800s, it was the Democrats who attempted to arbitrarily categorize people as subhuman. Today, they attempt to do the same with the human fetus. And I'd like to play a clip right now to show how this issue also intersects with the conversation of spiritual warfare and God versus Satan. Please, if we can play the clip. Okay. We're having a little technical difficulty with the clip, but we'll find it as get it up as soon as we can. Again, one of the things once I posted this clip that I ran into was this narrative about the Democrat switch. And I want to talk about the Democrat switch because it was a lie. And the reason why many people are unable to decipher this lie is either A, they've been indoctrinated and brainwashed by Marxist academia institutions across the country who have pushed this lie, shoved this lie down the throats of students who were unbeknownst and really unable to defend themselves psychologically and intellectually. But the truth is, the truth that nobody wants to say because of how inconvenient it is that we live under the thumb of a uniparty, and we have for a very long time. And one of the symbols of the Democrat switch was the Civil Rights Movement, the Civil Rights Act. But many of us understand that in retrospect, LBJ was in no way a friend to black people or civil rights. In fact, he often is understood to have used civil rights as a political tool, as a political machine for the Democrats' interest as a party. And then we had Nixon, who in retrospect, himself and Kissinger, we understand to have not been conservatives, not been people who believed in God, but Democrats, and really they were uniparty globalists. And so when people don't or aren't able to understand this history, they throw out these talking points like the Democrat switch. The Democrats have never switched. The Democrats fought for the right to categorize a certain group of people as subhuman. Today, they want to do the same thing with fetuses and babies. Please roll the clip.
Abortion! $20 an abortion.
He's definitely a poison baby.
I mean, to understand, I mean, first of all, the fact that 20 to 30 million of the babies that have been aborted since Roe v. Wade went into law in the 1970s were black children, and that Planned Parenthood was explicitly explained and designated and promoted by Margaret Sanger to be a way to exterminate black people makes this clip disturbing. Most disturbing. And it makes it most disturbing because today the liberal media, the mainstream media, the Anti-Defamation League will try to tell you that white supremacy is afoot in the form of this shooter. And certainly it may be. Obviously it is. Obviously this violence is completely abhorrent. But the real white supremacy is to tell black people, to tell all people, to tell working class people, to tell American citizens that if you can't keep up with an affluent, radical material lifestyle, then you should just kill your kids. And that they're not kids. They're just clumps of cells that we can get rid of in our own interest. When civilizations, when societies start to sacrifice their young for their old, we are in a crisis. Abrahamic faith introduced and changed civilization in the direction where we no longer sacrifice our children. Again, another vindication of the Bible's Of the Bible's wisdom. Not sacrificing your children separates you from the barbarity that ruled over the ancient world. Over the last 50 years, we've lost that. And this clip was a prime example that Satan is at work on all sides, from many angles, with many political ambitions, but many more spiritual ambitions. We're going to come back next segment with a good friend of mine, David Penn, who is an international businessman. And we're going to talk about some issues that may be even more touchy than abortion. Please stay over until the next segment. Thank you, InfoWars, and thank your audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jones.
Good afternoon. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm going to be guest hosting InfoWars for the rest of the 2-hour block, and I am honored to be here. Thank you to Alex Jones and the InfoWars team for allowing me this platform. We're talking about Roe v. Wade, and we're going to get David Penn in here as soon as possible. But, you know, Roe v. Wade is the issue, right? It's not just another political issue. It's the issue. We cannot have a civilized country, nation, communities without the sanctity of life. And what dawned on me the other day is not only around the hidden racism of the liberal globalist anti-human movement, but also the military interests. And we have a war right now that's breaking out between Russia and Ukraine, or already has broken out, and we're in it. And there's this $40 billion bill with a bunch of phantom budget items, $190 million going to the CIA, $5 billion for Joe Biden to use at his discretion. The man can barely stay awake. We got big problems. But still the linchpin of this entire spiritual and societal decay is Roe v. Wade. And what dawned on me the other day is it seems that the ability to kill a human fetus, to kill a baby in the womb, justifies the ambition for the military-industrial complex to wage war and kill innocent people all across the world, right? Faithless, not faithless, but faceless people. And that's what that's what Roe v. Wade and abortion around the world that has reached 30 to 40 million babies per year, 125,000 a day. That's what was ushered in by abortion, is this dehumanization and this disconnectedness with life and death. And there are unintended consequences. There are moral, there is such a thing as moral hazard around these issues. And one of the unintended consequences may have been that people's overall value and respect for human life has continued to decay over time. And we see that. We know that that's true. That's not a conspiracy theory. I mean, the progressives, the progressives, there's a difference here. Let me say this. The two futures of American politics are nationalist populism and socialist populism. And the progressives, you know, they seem to want to promote that in order for us to be humans, be meaningful, live meaningful lives, that we need to save the earth. And in order to do so, we have to eat soy or we have to kill our dogs. But that's not all they promote. They also promote that we should kill our children, that our children are not really children, that every baby that we've aborted is not really the future of this country. And I reject that. And I think every patriot, God-loving American listening to this broadcast should reject that. Now, should you take a weapon into a grocery store and kill unarmed people? Absolutely not. There's nothing Christian about that. There's nothing godly about that. That is the work of Satan. But we must become more politically active than we have ever been, because it's very clear how this situation got out of hand. Our politicians sold us out. We traded our security for freedom. We traded our freedom for security. I'm sorry. We traded our freedom for a material high. And in doing so, we allowed politicians to broker our citizenship. And in doing and in their brokering, they have made the claim that a human fetus, that a child in the womb, has no rights, has no citizenship. We must protect the citizenship of the unborn. Now, I want to bring in my guest today, David Penn, who's a friend, someone I consider family. He's an international businessman. He's a believer in God. He is somebody who is a mentor. He is somebody who has a very rich understanding of history. We have great conversations, and he happens to be Jewish. Please, David Penn, bring David in. And I want to say something else before David and I start. It's interesting that today, with everything else that's going on, a culture war is going to continue to brew and spill over. And the culture war around white supremacy, black people and racism in our history, and Jewish people is a never-ending three-card Monty. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The black bourgeoisie, there is a secular Jewish elite that have taken advantage of the Jewish people in the same way that the black bourgeoisie here in America have taken advantage of black people. And there are elites of every creed, ethnicity, color, age, gender that have been predatory on the common folks. And it's interesting that, you know, here in Minneapolis, when I decided I was going to run against Ilhan Omar and I made that announcement, the newspaper of record, the Star Tribune, made the claim that I was peddling anti-Semitic conspiracy theories by saying globalists, by saying the word globalist, by talking about globalism. And I'm offended today because when I look out at the mainstream media and the narrative around this mass shooting, an agent of Satan who decided to take people's lives in an act of pure violence is being associated linguistically with people like myself, Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, and whoever else they have called anti-Semitic or far right or white supremacists. I mean, the Washington Post called me a darling of the far right, and I reject that. And I reject the idea that to talk about globalism is by default anti-Semitic. So I want to bring in David Penn just to get our conversation started. You got about 2 minutes. Yeah, good to be with you, brother. Got about 2 minutes, and we're going to go over into the next segment as well and continue our conversation. But just briefly talk about how you heard my name initially and how we came into contact.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, though.
A very short period of time for me to express to the audience what a lover of the Jewish people and a lover of Israel Royce really is. And the reason I met Royce was because a local political operative contacted me and let me know that Royce was going to enter the race. This handler of Cicely Davis, who's another candidate here for this congressional seat, this Matt Brodsky called me and he said, Royce Davis is Royce White is going to enter this campaign against Davis, and don't worry about it. He's an anti-Semite. And as a Jewish person by birth, this was very triggering for me. So what do? I pick up the phone and I call Royce. And we had a wonderful conversation. The first conversation was at least 3 hours straight. And I want to share with the audience that after a lifetime, 62 years of being Jewish, Royce actually helped me understand my Jewishness better than I ever had in my life. So I want all the listeners and all the gawkers and watchers and haters that want to paint people with labels to suppress their voices to know that this is an anti-American, anti-religious, anti-freedom strategy to hammer people with labelings that are not accurate. So, Royce, I really want to thank you for bringing me on here, and I consider you family, and I consider us religiously aligned, and I look forward to continuing this conversation after the break.
Thank you. So. Thank you, brother. We're going to be back after the break and continue the interview with David Penn. He's also going to join us in the second half of the second hour for a moment to talk about some broader political ideas. Stay tuned.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it out of the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's going to sell very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back, Royce White, your guest host for InfoWars for this hour and the next. I want to thank Alex Jones and the InfoWars team for allowing me this platform. I want to bring back in now my guest and friend, David Penn. David, I threw 2 minutes at you to try and explain a story that's long and has many details and nuances, but I think we're past that. The gist of the story is that the cultural narratives are playing out, but they're actually spilling over. And people like myself and David Penn, who otherwise the establishment and the narrative would try and keep separated, have found an opportunity to come together under the circumstances, the dire circumstances of our country. But now, David, you know, we talked a little bit earlier today about Roe v. Wade, and I have to admit that you have changed my opinion about Roe v. Wade in a way that has made me feel more strongly about it, more convicted about the implications of Roe v. Wade, maybe than ever before. So I just want you to talk a little bit about it. I'm just going to kick the football to you and let you go about Roe v. Wade, the sanctity of life and sacred honor, and why Roe v. Wade for you as a Jewish man who believes in God is so offensive in the way that it's presented today and in the way that it is played out and carried out in our modern society. Have at it, brother.
Thank you. You know, it occurs to me that the sanctity of life issue, it has its roots back in the story of Abraham binding Isaac on Mount Moriah, and God letting Abraham know that child sacrifice or child death was no longer a requisite ritual in the Abrahamic faith. And the Jewish people have been on the run for a long time since the Romans destroyed Israel. And this anti-Semitism issue that we were discussing before the break really goes back to that violent end of the state of Israel, number one, at the time of Christ. And when the Jewish people moved throughout the world, because they do keep on to themselves, because a Jewish person, a real Jewish person, their entire life is dedicated to their relationship with God. And I think that's something that really speaks to the heart of this Roe versus Wade issue. Because traditionally, over thousands of years, this is thousands of years, the Jewish people only focused on their community and their community's relationship to God. And this went on with great challenge, because the Jewish people had been pushed out of their homeland. Wherever they went, they were a stranger in the land. Because they kept to themselves, they had strange traditions and in alien ways. They were discriminated against. And the high point of that discrimination came in World War II. And while we look back on World War II as a great victory, a great military victory, it was a phenomenal spiritual defeat of faith by the forces of darkness, by the forces of evil. Because after that war, even though it was won, 88 million people dying in 5 years, 6 million Jewish people dying brutally in gas chambers, marched to their deaths, and there was many other people that died in those gas chambers, Catholics, homosexuals, communists, trade unionists. You know, the Germans were almost equal opportunity genocidal maniacs. People lost their faith. They just couldn't understand after the war how a loving God could allow such barbarism and butchery to take place. And this led to a tremendous increase in the postmodern tradition of secular humanism. And for the Jewish people, and I'm going to get to this Roe versus Wade issue because I think these things are related. The Jewish people made a decision. Now, I'm a child of the 50s, so I'm pretty aware of this decision. The decision was made to assimilate. In other words, previous to the World War II experience, Jewish people really did not want to assimilate. And that did cause anti-Semitism. But when that war happened and there was such horror, the community, in large part, decided that joining with the culture, becoming part of the culture, was the strategy for survival. It was a survival strategy. Now, we did have a large portion of the people that maintained the tradition, maybe a third of our population, what we call the Orthodox. But two-thirds of the population, which we call the conservative and reform movement, actually became homogenized with the general culture. And that meant that these very religious people now became very American people. And as time progressed, whether they knew it or not, the decision was made either overtly or tacitly that going with the liberal tradition, much like the black community, Jews are cultural Democrats, because the Democrats provided, you know, shelter for them, fought for them, allegedly. And this was a home for this immigrant population to find safety. So it wasn't a surprise that Jewish people forsake their faith, became on the front lines of the abortion movement. Prominent Jewish attorneys were, very vocal and very key in the litigation that led to the Roe versus Wade decision. And, you know, these are cultural Jews. I have to say, I don't think they're religious Jews. You know, This is a great lie. If we believe in God, we cannot believe in abortion. And we were taught that as Jews. You can be Jewish and believe in abortion. I know Catholics were taught. They can believe in Catholicism. They can believe in abortion. But this is time. This is an offensive lie, a brainwashing of children. The tradition, the Judeo-Christian tradition, forbids child sacrifice and child murder. So this is an unambiguous issue, and it's something that has really caught up a great part of the Jewish community, even to the point where today a big part of the cultural Jews are vehemently in favor of the pro-choice movement, on the front lines of the pro-choice movement, both as protesters and as, you know, the legal force that is seeking to maintain that. So, you know, my call is out to the Jewish people, to the believers, to see that they have common cause with the Black community, with the Christian community. I think that Jewish believers know that, but I also want to talk to the Jewish non-believers, because there's no safety for them in this, because globalism and the New World Order and where this abortion predicate takes us, which is to the Fourth Industrial Revolution, it's a very anti-human, brutal reality that we're bringing upon ourselves. Not the least of which is, how can a nation be blessed if it's engaged in the murder of children? And I think it's time that Americans of all stripes, all religions, all colors and creeds, start to think about our need for faith and our need for prayer, and reach out in ourselves to God and become clarified of what the number one critical question is. Do we believe in God or do we not believe in God? Because that's what this abortion argument really is. It's a proxy war. It was always a proxy war from the first day, because the believers rejected abortion and the non-believers accepted pro-choice as their new sacrament. And it's time for us, I think, as a country to talk about this and not to suppress each other with vile claims of anti-Semitism or racism.
That's
we
right.
Need
That's
more,
right.
More, right now, more than ever, in this time of great cultural confusion and social confusion and historical trauma, we need to talk to each other and not to be labeling each other and make I statements. I believe in God. I believe in the sanctity of life. I believe in America. I believe in our Constitution. I believe in my brotherhood with all my fellow Americans. Those are the statements that I'm craving for, I'm hoping for. And interestingly, I hear here on InfoWars, no matter what those that don't listen to this show might say about it, I'm a new listener. And I'm very happy to hear the warm and welcoming dialogue that's really here.
Right. Thank you, David Penn. I appreciate your insight. No doubt that the question of the day is, do we believe or don't we? Do we have sacred honor or are we without? David Penn elaborated something that's very important to think about from the terms of cultural narratives between Blacks, Jews, whites, but really Americans and people who believe, who have sacred honor, and those who don't. Stick with us.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.